All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week of Anime Brothers. We're continuing
Oh.
on with our Attack on Titan review. Little quiet S. Silent S is leaving the scene now.
Broke cloth leaving too.
Mom is here to rescue Quiet Jams.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm feeling safe now. Oh, she's like, she wants to stay.
That's the baby Titan right there.
Undefeatable. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, no, she's undefeated. She wins every match.
There she is.
Nah, but we're continuing on with our Attack on Titan review, season 2. Oh, she did. Look at that. Look at that. Titan coming. Titan coming. That's the baby Titan. Yo, I'd be scared like the baby Titan. Even though I got one on the way.
You do.
No, yeah, you got you. Up.
She's coming in stomping on people.
I know, right?
Daddy said,
bruh. Bye-bye. Bye,
Daddy.
See ya.
Oh, you already got her blowing raspberries, huh?
Oh, she loves that. That's like her favorite.
That is too funny. But now we're on season 2. Well, we're not on season 2. We're almost on season 2. This is gonna be our season 2 review, but we gotta finish off on season 1. We last week.
I was gonna
talk about Annie in the forest.
Before we find out if Annie is okay, I need a quick confession.
Okay. Once again, that quick confession real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know what? I realized after I posted that video, y'all didn't post no videos. So I need to know. What have you taken for granted? I need to know. We already know what I take for granted because I ain't got no free time no more. what you doing? What you got? Give me something.
I'll go. On top of free time, which you have mentioned, just being around friends in person. Take that for granted. Because your boy is lonely sometimes. I mean, got the fam. The fam's here. You know, the wife, the boy. But
she is betraying me again.
But I don't know. Even wife would argue that, you know, not seeing friends. So I think that's a regret right there.
I mean, that really is probably like the biggest thing taken for granted, just spending time
with
other people outside of your family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though I was doing pretty much a lot of that beforehand, and then COVID hit, you know, you still try to keep in touch with Messenger, but it's just not the same when you get that in-person touch. Well, in-person contact is pretty much a big thing taken for granted.
I feel you. All right. Flats of drums.
Drums. I don't know, this shouldn't even be a debate.
Wait.
Oh, drums. Oh, Melissa just said flats. Oh, excuse me. I think might be grounds for divorce, y'all.
I need the flats.
No, I don't want you to have any of my wings.
It was so
she's talking reckless right now.
Yeah.
She's talking reckless.
Yeah, she's like, I get the drums. You get the drums, I get the flats. I'm like, no. I don't want you to have any of the wings. I don't want to share. She's so confused right now. She's like, what are you doing?
You better watch out though. She got the power of the baby Titan, so you might
have to. Yeah, I know.
You might have to share them flats.
I will share the flats. I shall share the flats. Now Ty's so gonna say chicken tenders.
Wow, you just gonna he called you all hardcore.
Because I typically do eat chicken tenders, so I can't be mad. However, I have been eating wings lately. I've been eating with bone.
Yeah, no, so drums are flats.
I mean, if I'm choosing, I don't really have a preference. I don't.
Eat them. Oh. Everybody has a preference. That means you strongly prefer tenders.
He does have a preference, and it's tenders.
Yeah. See, I really wanted Reggie to be here. I want to know which one was harder. Yeah, because you know when you eat wings, the whole thing disappears.
Oh, got to.
No. Not just the meat.
Oh, the bones disappear.
You gotta take the bone marrow too. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's right. I forget Dashney's Haitian too.
Yeah.
you be eating wings and it'd be like crunch, crunch. Like, excuse me?
Yeah, people be disrespecting chicken.
That's too much. Not about the eating the bones.
Full pile of meat right on the bone still.
You don't know how many times I text them. Remember there was a KFC commercial like, oh my God, I ate the bones. I sent him that meme like 30 times. He goes, yo, just stop. Just stop. I get it.
I'm just saying, like, marrow is good for you. Good for the soul. It's juicy.
Is it?
Yeah. Have you tried it, though? Exactly. Y'all haven't tried it. I don't want to get you non-islanders. Get out of here. So, season one basically ends. They find out Annie's the female Titan. And they try to trap her. Trap doesn't go well. So Annie transforms into the female Titan. And she's causing havoc, trying to crush everybody because they try to trap her underground. So Eren and Mikasa and Armin are underground for a little bit. And she's just stomping holes underground trying to kill them. And we're just like, nah. So Mikasa goes and like she had enough. She's trying to attack Annie. And for some reason, Eren's trying to transform, but he can't. And he's basically kind of hesitating because like it's Annie's like, and he doesn't understand what's going on. He's kind of hurting himself. He's just biting himself endlessly.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I can't do that, dog. Like, I can't bite myself to make myself bleed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love when the Survey Corps, like, they all did it at once in unison. And they were like, yo, that hurts like hell, man. How can you do that every day? Like, whoa.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he finally ends up transforming. And then they have that big ass battle, which is probably my favorite battle of
season one.
And like I said, we have that Mikasa moment where Annie's trying to escape because first, you know, she's giving it to Eren a little bit, but then he just goes into super rage mode and he starts messing Annie up.
Giving her the business.
Straight up gave her the business. So Annie's trying to climb up, hardens her fingertips, trying to climb up the wall. Then Mikasa just like, nope, cuts off her fingertips. It's like, it'll fall.
I know.
And then Eren's just bashing her, beating the crap out of her. And then like, he basically destroys her body to the point where he opens her up and he can see her, like her actual human form, and he has the chance to kill her, but of course he hesitates again, and Annie uses that moment to crystallize herself, and she's just now
in his defense. Trapped in a crystal. Yeah, in his defense, he wasn't supposed to try to kill her anyway. He like the job was to capture her, and you know even Captain Levi comes by after that and like slices him out. It's like, don't try to destroy our only evidence, you idiot. What are you doing? Right.
And so she basically... So basically they get Annie. And now they're in crystallized form. They're trying to figure out what to do.
That's bright.
I know. Yeah. Woo.
Hella bright. Hold up. Let me.
There's supernova going on in there.
Hella orange. My light.
Oh, yo. He's going Super Saiyan. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he is. He's thinking about it.
He's going Super Saiyan on Earth. Yeah. Ultra Instinct.
You know what? My leg's gonna do whatever it wants to do, so we're just gonna put it on me. So they take Annie in, and then the season one ends with, after all the damage, you see there was a crack in the wall, and inside the wall, you see an ugly ass, big ass Titan, and that's how it ends. And it's just like, what the actual fuck? That there are Titans in the walls.
Yeah. And then you had to wait 4 years to find out why.
Was it really a gap of 4 years from season one to season two?
It might have been 4 years. It might have been three.
That's wild. Because I got on Attack on Titan late. So by the time I finished season one, there was season two.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like production budgets or something like that? Why there was a huge gap?
I didn't research that, so I don't know. I cannot.
I mean, that would make sense because that might make sense because season two is only 12 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does sound like you ain't got no money. Yeah. It's like money's running dry, guys.
But they managed to get it back because season three was fire and way more episodes.
I mean, they're booming now.
But this is season three review. We just talking about season one
and season
two.
I know, but
season two starts off when they recognize, they're like, yo, there's a Titan in the wall, and Hanji is like, you know, she is excited. Angie, because she's a crazy obsessed with Titans. And I don't know where old boy came from, but that priest dude was just like, yo, don't make sure no sunlight gets on that Titan. Nope. He's like, last thing we need is that. She's like, yo, what the hell's going on? So now we got this big conspiracy with the church.
Yeah.
And what's going on with the walls of the Titan? I mean, what's going on with the Titans in the wall? How did you guys feel when you were watching, doing the review?
I was like, oh man, this is going to be great. They brought him to the top of the wall. They're like, yo, you need to tell us what's going on with this. And he's like, no, like, I'd sooner die. And then, you know, they were like, all right, well, do it then. Kind of held him over. And they called their bluff. And it was like, nah, man, it's not gonna go down. But that was, I wasn't expecting that. the Titans in the wall.
I think had it been Levi would have dropped him.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, hands down. He's so cold. I love it. But then you find out he's not cold because he was actually engaged.
He was nice. No, when I saw that, it just, you know, just added to my conspiracy about the show. It's just like, you have Titans in the wall. I mean, we kind of know where Titans come from, but like, it's just, I don't know. It's a big, huge mess, and it's a big kind of like mystery, like Sherlock Holmes. And because I haven't seen season 3, so I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I don't know, and I need to know. But I don't know if I'm gonna watch season 3 to know. I just want to know. Like, someone should just tell me.
Wait, hold on. Did you read the manga?
You should watch. No.
No, I haven't. No,
you didn't.
Oh,
that's a thing.
Look, we know I couldn't watch season 3 before talking about season 2 because I would be talking about season 3 right now. All right. There's a reason for me. All right. The things kind of just mesh together.
Ooh, yeah.
I hit the mic. then we move on to the Beast Titan.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Beast Titan.
What?
I said the Beast Titan's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because he can talk?
Because he's out there talking. He's trying to get this other Titan to, like, not eat this, like, dude, deer out in the wilderness. And he's like, yo, I told you, not yet. It's the craziest thing. First off, because he's a hairy beast Titan. Like, mm-hmm. Ain't no Titan look like that. And also, he speaks. It's weird. It's different. Went into a totally different direction, and I liked it. How do you feel about it?
he's one of the sentient Titans.
Yes.
I want to say too much because, you know, give away some stuff. But so they realize, so with Annie's hardening power, Hanji decides she wants, they try to give, oh no. So there's the whole conspiracy. Let's not forget about, because of the thing with the church and the real Titan, they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Because basically, now they know they've been lied to.
Oh yeah.
Now they know they've been lied to about everything that's happened. And it's just like, yo, so what's really beyond the wall? We need to figure some stuff out. We need to get to freaking past this wall so we can get to the basement. All right. And figure out what's going on. And what was it? Eren's having visions about his father, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you realize once you eat somebody beforehand. Once you eat somebody, you get their memories. Because Eren's father had the Titan power before him. So he realizes. So he realized what he needed to do. So he injected Eren and made him into a regular Titan. Had Eren eat him so he could get the Titan power.
Can I lose it again?
You're here.
I'm here. I haven't even moved. I'm making sure I didn't press you.
You so fly.
Oh, snap. My name.
Oh, all right. Yeah, fix that.
Too late. Let's roll. All
right, yeah.
They devise a plan that they want to use Eren's hardening ability, have Eren get a hardening ability, and use that to block up the wall in Wall Maria, the very first wall.
Yeah, to stop the Titans from coming into the district. Right. Yes.
And so, you know, they're trying. But the thing is, like, apparently this is like a big ass gap from wall to wall. Because they got
it's long like acres. It's so many acres. I thought it was the strangest thing when they finally, like, when you do the overview of the entire like city, basically, it's not really, it's country. It's like, it looks like it's so small, but like, then they have these horses and it takes like days to get from one wall to the next wall to the next wall. It's I never actually thought it was that big until this season.
But it also makes you wonder, how long did it take to build the walls? Because like,
I think they get to that. I want to say probably last season.
Damn. So, and basically, in the middle of devising this plan, you know, when there are survey cores up on the walls, they're about to, you know, they're doing their thing and they're about to be done for the day. It was like, yo, let's call it a night. For some reason, Reiner and Botol were just like, take Eren to the side. We're just like, yo, Eren, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm the colossal titan. I'm the armored titan, and Portola is the colossal titan. We need you to come with us. We're the ones who destroyed the wall. And thing is, you've been watching Attack on Titan. You know how Eren feels about titan. He done told you what happened to his mom on the day y'all broke the walls on the first day. Mm-hmm. You thought he was just gonna walk away with y'all cleanly. It was just like, yeah, I bet. So Eren, and of course Eren just like, nah, you're wild. He's like, you're crazy. Whatever. It's like, what are you saying? You guys don't know what you're talking about. But my favorite part about that whole scene is just like, Ryan is all serious trying to tell him like, yeah, we gotta go. And then Bertel's just behind him like, yo, bro, are we doing this? He's like, yo, you sure you wanna do this? Like, you sure you wanna tell this dude like the truth?
You over here snitching, like, bro.
What's going on? Basically, it's like, yo, bro, I was like, I don't think we're doing the right thing here. It's like, you sure you wanna do this?
He's one of us.
Like talking, Eren's just like, nah. He's like, what, y'all are wilding right now. You can't be. He's like, nah, we really need to go. And Eren's just like, nah. He's like, you got to be kidding me. You don't really think I'm trying to roll with you. And this is why Mikasa's my favorite, because again, Mikasa gets to that point where she's heard enough talking. And she just comes in and just does an ultimate, just like blade slashing on both Reiner and both, and cuts them up. But of course, you know, that was a cool scene. It's still a dumb plan because, you know, you cut up a titan and, you know, that just activates their ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Reiner goes and he becomes the armored titan. And then Berthold becomes, like, half of the colossal titan on the wall. And it's just, like, his steam. Again, when he does the titan, when he just went, there's a big explosion. So, like, anybody caught in that is going to die.
Yep.
But he also can release steam from himself that's extremely hot and burn everybody. So, like, they're trying to make way. Eren goes and transforms into... So, Eren transforms into a... Reiner's trying to... They're trying to kidnap Eren. Because, obviously, he's not going with them. He's not going with them. And... My bad. So
all good.
He's not going with them at all. Like, at least not willingly. So Reiner's trying to kidnap Eren. They get into that big ass battle. And you know, Reiner's kind of, you know, working him a little bit. And then Eren remembers what Annie taught him about how to use your opponent's momentum against them. So Eren turns the table and starts getting Reiner. And he's just like, he got him in this like nice like chokehold. I'm just like, some UFC type, and we're like, Reiner basically can't do anything, and so he rolls up towards the wall, and it's like, yo, what are they doing? So like he positions himself so he's right under Bolthurl, and then he lets out a howl, and then he's like, yo, what's going on? And then it's just like they realize Bolthurl's just like, I bet, and he just completely just like capsizes him, and he's over just. He's just a nice little quick lean, like, and then falls on top of Reiner and Eren. So it's just like, and then they use that to get away because, you know, Eren's tired out, and there's no way Eren was getting out of that.
No, not at all.
So they actually they get away and end up kidnapping Eren, and then Emir joins them.
I was gonna say, well, didn't technically Emir get kidnapped as well? Because then Colossus Titan swallow him.
Joins. <Yeah. laughs> There's air quotes. There's air quotes.
He swallows Amir because Amir has the power of one of the, a sentient Titan as well. Because when she did, when they do the flashback with Amir, joining her Titan powers, you realize they're talking about she ate one of Berthold's and
Marcel.
Marcel's, yeah, she ate Marcel, who was Berthold Reiner's and Annie's friend. Which you really don't. They mention him right there, but they actually don't get in depth of that until season four.
I'm saying to myself, like, is that what happened? Yeah. Like, oh.
Like, they do it in a, like, they show a flashback of her eating them, but you really don't know the importance of that until, like, really season four.
But in that flashback, then it, like, kind of also explained that Ymir was just, like, a regular, annoying Titan that was, like, mindless until she ate Marcel, and then she became, like, you know, one of the smarter Titans, or a sentiel,
whatever. She became a, like, what she?
I don't know.
She became a sentient Titan.
Sentient.
Like, though the people who can turn into Titans, they each have their own special ability. They have actual names. I just don't want to reveal that because it's not until that you don't really discover that until.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why they're wrapping everything up in season four? I don't like that. It's kind of like maybe disperse it a little bit better, but maybe that's why season four is like the most popular show ever right now. So that makes sense.
It's crazy. I mean, like, I'm telling you, they really get in depth into it.
And at least we get answers. At least we get answers.
Yes, that's true. Get answers, but yeah.
Also, she's the ugliest Titan of all time. I was
going to say. Facts.
Yo, I'm dead.
Why? Like, usually when I do an anime. Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Usually when they do an animator, like, she's like a, sort of a main character at that point. Like, she's a sentient Titan. They usually make him look a little bit more badass. This one's like, yo, what are you doing?
That shit is ugly. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I needed to slide that in there.
So what's happened? So yeah, they run away and they're trying to, and like, I think it was back in, I think they realized, like, yo, you know what? They're trying to get back to the Beast Titan or whatever, because he's probably like their leader or what's going on. And so Eren wakes up, he's tied up and he's hurt because, you know, he's missing some limbs. So is Amir. And Berthold and Reiner trying to explain to him, is like, yeah, nah, we need you to come back with us. And Eren just going off on basically anybody he can. He goes off on Ymir, Berthold, Reiner, and he's like, yo, Ymir, how can you do this? She's just like, I'll do whatever it takes to protect Krista, who turns out her name isn't actually Krista. Her name is Historia. Krista Lenz is actually Historia Rice.
Right.
Which comes,
right. Which I remember that
becomes very important later on. Becomes very important later on.
A lot of memes about Historia.
Yeah.
Now, wait, was that in season two when Eren got captured by? That might be season three.
When he got captured by who?
Never mind.
All right.
Yeah, it's season three. It's season three.
It's fact check. Fact check.
Yeah.
Didn't pass. Let me
stop myself. Definitely season three. So, there. Also, you find out that Reiner kind of like he's definitely suffering from some PTSD.
Oh yeah.
Or schizophrenia. And my man's talking like he's thinking he's still a soldier. Think he's gonna come back and save the day, like for the people. And we just like, I'm just like, yo. What are you talking about? It's like, yeah, and then Berthold's looking at him too, like, bruh. Like, Berthold's looking at him with a saddened face and just like, and he's like, oh, nah, we going through this shit again. Like, you did the same thing with Marco. And then you finally go back to the flashback of how Marco, like, really died. It's like, yo, they served his ass up to a Titan.
Oh, damn.
And my man's like, yo, like, literally a split second later, my man goes, what's going on? Why is Marco being eaten? Y'all served his ass up. Y'all served his ass up. Y'all took his 3D maneuvering gear and served his ass up. What's like? What you mean?
I couldn't even believe, like, they ate him the long way. Like, nobody eats the long way. Like, it's always easier to eat top down, bottom down. Nah.
Yeah. Right. Marco overheard Reiner and Butler talking about how they were the Titans, and he was just like, ha, ha, ha. Let me just try to get out of here. He was like, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the scene where back in Naruto, the dude who was running the Chunin exam, the referee, he overheard Kabuto and the Sand Ninja dude
talking. Oh, and he got murked. Damn. Yeah,
he tried to bounce too. It's just like, oh. Like, I stayed too long. I always yeah. came like, I was like, yo, let me get out of here. Nah.
It was a no-go.
Like, that wasn't happening.
They never avenged his death. Just want to throw that out there.
I'm so sorry. There's a lot that doesn't get wrapped up in Naruto, like earlier regular Naruto, non-Shippuden.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's just how anime are. Yeah. Animes are like that. Sometimes it feels like that.
The main character got the happy ending, all right? And now he's getting a sad ending. It's not a lot of good going on in Naruto right now.
I haven't read. I don't think the newest chapter came out.
For Boruto?
Yeah. Has it?
I know the latest one is the death of Naruto, right?
Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called? Are you just throwing that out there, bro?
I think that's the name of the chapter, guys. I didn't just say. I think it's called the death of Naruto. I was like trying to Google it a couple days ago.
I haven't.
He really died.
I haven't read that one. If it's come out yet, because the last it was a month. They're like in a month interval, so I don't know if a month's ended yet. I'll get back to you because I get the updates around noontime.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, yo, my phone doesn't want me to log in right now, so I can't tell you.
This is the eye.
All right.
Always trying to come up and spoil stuff.
That's not a spoiler. That's a title of a chapter, and y'all read manga.
That's true.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So back to the actual anime on topic.
Wait, what? We're doing what?
Back to the actual anime on topic. So Ryan is going crazy and Aaron's just like, yo, Aaron is just in his ass. Like, yo, what are you talking about? You're not getting away with this. You're not getting out of here. We're going to get you. I'm going to keep fighting you. And then it's like, this dude's not even, I don't even think Aaron has his arms at this point. He's just yelling at him. It's like, yo, he's like, I'm just like, you basically it's more like, you're just lucky I'm like this because if I wasn't, I'd be beating your ass right now.
Even though he's a lot of like, moments like out, that.
He's outnumbered. And he's just like, nah.
Yeah, no, he but fights Limbless a lot. It's the craziest thing. Like, yo, how many times you going to lose an arm, leg, both legs? Like, what are you doing? It's crazy. I don't know. It's fun.
I mean, once you have the regeneration ability, man, it doesn't matter. You can cut anything off. I'm still keep going.
Yeah. And so what happens? So basically, the Survey Corps device plan, yo, we're gonna rescue Aaron. So they're doing their thing, trying to get Aaron back. But during this time, like they're trying to go after him, they realize they get caught. So Reiner goes into Titan mode. Bertholdt's holding him up. Bertholdt has Aaron, and Amir was just chilling. Just chilling on the shoulder. He's like, yeah, you know, I was with them before, but like I was against them before, but now I'm with them. Like the power belonged to their friend. I'm just going to give it back, whatever. This is what's best. So they're doing the thing, trying to run from the Survey Corps. The Survey Corps divide. Yo, honestly, Captain Commander Irwin, what a beast plan. I mean, just sort of like, oh, he's like, this is what we're gonna do, and the plan's working well, except for one thing they didn't take into effect: the Beast Titan. My man was wilding. This dude was hurling anything he could, attacking the Survey Corps. I mean, I was throwing rocks, throwing horses, throwing animals. This dude was ridiculous.
Yeah, I love his. I love his throwing arm animation. They gave up on making it straight. His arm is literally curved every single time he's throwing something. Like, yep.
Zero fucks given regarding the animation on that one.
Yes, that's a low budget. That's a low budget season. That's okay. It's okay.
during the rescue mission, Commander Irwin gets his arm bitten off by a Titan. And at first, they're like, yo, at that moment, all the troops just completely stop. I was just like, yo, what's going to happen? Commander Irwin, with his arm getting chewed off, it's like, what are you idiots doing? Keep going. He's like, nah, we stay here. We keep going. Then he takes his actual good arm, like, stabs that Titan that bit his arm off. It's like, nah, we still going here. We still going.
That's he ain't worried right about there. This. He ain't worried about this. He'll He's come back.
You know, Captain Levi's doing his thing. Of course, because he's a beast. Yo, Levi, I'm telling you, Levi's just untouchable, dog. He's beast.
He's like a yo-yo, man. So before I had actually like watched him in action, it was like, okay, yeah, okay, this guy's like a beast. And it's like the very first time you see Levi in action in like season one, it's like, yo, what? Nah, he couldn't be that good. Then you see him in action again, it's like, what is that? This dude is crazy. I don't get how he's better than everyone else. I just don't get it. But it's
that gets explained in season three.
Oh, okay. Point.
Wow.
Well, Mikasa, I mean, like, she's on his level. Like, she really, really is. He's still a step above her, but like Mikasa's like right there. She's ready to break through. I can't wait.
That gets explained in sort of, I think, season three or season four.
Well, I mean, I feel like I know why she has that, but I don't know about it. Maybe it's just
damn it. Give your theory. Give your theory on her.
No, I can't give my theory because it might be, well, you know, I think she's an enhanced human, right? So that's what my thinking is. My thinking is, but like, you know, maybe Levi is too now. Shoot. I don't know.
Anyway. I'm just gonna tell you you're wrong on both accounts.
Bam! Shots. Ooh. Shots fired.
Yeah. Maybe Levi just happens to be Oriental too.
you don't.
Yikes.
You know, I love Japanese. They gotta make themselves the best people in everything. I would do it too.
If they're creating the work, they can do whatever they want.
That's right. Like, I gotta be number one. I'm like, all right, fine.
But now, so like, they're running and they're trying to get Eren. They meet up with I think it was like Connie, Jean, Armin, Mikasa, like the core group of the academy. They meet up. They finally reach Reiner and Brothel or whatever. And yo, Reiner is not trying to let them get to Eren at all. He got Eren covered up with his hands. You know, it's like they're slashing away at him. Historia comes and then Emir notices. So she's kind of like, all right, if Historia's here, I'm just going to roll with Historia. We can just run away. So she dips. She dips from Reiner and Bolton at the time. And so she's running. She goes and runs with Historia. And so they're attacking Broltort, and like they're trying to get him to like attacking his muscles, like his hands weakened, so they can see Eren.
Yeah, and the Armor Titan.
They managed to do that for the Armor Titan, and you see Bertolt's just with Eren, and like he was like, "Nah, man, we're not letting this dude go." And so Armin, the genius that he is, he's like, "Oh, you guys just running away? Well, what about Annie?" He's like, "Huh?" He's like, "I thought you didn't you? Don't you love her?" Like he starts manipulating Bertolt emotionally. He's like, "Yo, I thought you loved her." He's like, "Don't you know what's happening to her? You're just gonna leave her alone while we're torturing her?" I was like, "Do you really care about her at all?"
Damn,
they weren't doing a damn thing to Annie. And it was in crystal. Like that crystal is hard; they cannot penetrate it at all.
But adamantium,
pretty much.
Wolverine,
vibranium.
Is that a real thing?
Either is adamantium.
He's just yelling out stuff.
Be thrill.
Yeah, you straight up dumb. But no, they can't penetrate the crystal. But of course, Bertolt doesn't know that. So Armin uses that to his advantage. Just starts manipulating him, talking about how Andy's getting tortured or whatnot. So Bertolt just slips. And in that one instant where he slips, guess who comes through? Mikasa. Mikasa, because she's a beast. And they get Eren out of there. And I think at the time, they hurt Broto, but I think at the time, like, he doesn't have enough energy to transform into the Colossal Titan, because I don't think he did.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Yeah, so so they get Eren back, and so they're all running back. And then all you next thing you know, you see a Titan flying through the air, getting hurled at them as they're trying to run away. This dude Bertolt, this dude Reiner, the armor Titan, he got so petty, he started hurling Titans. Instead of just going after him, it's like, nah, we hurling Titans.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody so petty. You got the Beast Titan hurling rocks.
and then you got
the armor Titan hurling other Titans. I've never seen something so petty.
You gotta use what you got, resources.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. You got my boy Eren over here, like getting rescued again. He's a damsel in distress for like the sixth time, maybe. How many times is that? Four, maybe. Mikasa has saved them too many times. He's starting to feel it at this point.
Mm-hmm. He should.
Yeah. So Eren's trying to transform, so he's like, you know, turn the battle, and it's just like he's biting himself, and once again, he's just failing to transform.
Yeah, he does. He does have that a lot. He can't. He can't get it up.
I'm just saying. I mean, he is having trouble performing under pressure.
Yeah,
I will say that.
He needs to pop one of those little blue crystals himself, yo.
Yeah.
You stupid.
That's you stupid. That's wild.
But what happened? So Pastor trying to talk to him, but he just can't transform at all. And then all of a sudden they come across the Titan that killed his mom.
The smiling Titan.
Oh.
Creepy. He's on the pretty much. One of the creepiest Titans I've seen. So like he's frozen still, like he can't move. He's like, you're here again. And all of a sudden, who comes out of the way or to save the day? But useless Hans.
Damn, yo, you throwing mad shit at him.
I forgot about Hans, man.
Yeah, he came back.
How is he still alive, man? How is he still alive?
That question gets answered immediately. In quick seconds, because he's just like, you know what? It's been a while. It's like, I couldn't save your mom on that day. Let me do this to atone. All right, Hans. Yeah, go do your thing. Eating.
Eating. Savagely. So sad.
Eating. Useless, Hans. You didn't even do anything.
It was a good snack.
He gave Eren the time he needed to activate his extra power.
All right, fine. Yeah, he did do that. You're right. But
really, that's what we're doing now.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
Anime logic, yo.
There's a lot of sacrifices in an AOT, man. Come on. There's sacrifices.
Hans is garbage. Ain't doing a damn thing. Hans came into the story as a lame. He went out of the story as a lame.
Damn.
Nah. He tried to stand up for what he believed in. All right.
Yeah,
he tried
man.
To stand up for his boy. I wanted to take a stand. Mm-hmm. And
he wanted retribution.
It gave
letting
Eren,
his mom die.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It gave Eren the push he needed.
Yep.
To erect. I mean,
his death
grow.
Signified everything. All right. His death signified everything.
His death. His death.
Hold up.
His death.
I'm going to stop you right there, sir.
I'm just going to Euro step past that nonsense.
Yeah.
We Euro stepping past that. Yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
Maybe not quite that far, but you know, it was a meaningful thing to like kind of snap him back into his mode.
Yeah, we'll give you that. All right.
Yeah.
So, but he still can't transform. But and so the Titan that killed Eren's mom then tries to go and reach for Eren, and Eren is like, you know what? I don't care. He's like, I don't care if I'm gonna transform. I'm still gonna fight. And he throws a fist at the Titan here, and he connects. And all of a sudden, you see a lightning jolt go through all of the Titans, even the human control Titans. And they're all just like, what? And then you see the mindless Titans go in and attack the Titan that killed Eren's mom. We're just like, yo, what is going on? And then Reiner was just like, nah, man. He's just like, I can't believe it. He's like, if there's anybody who didn't need that power, he's like, if there's anybody I hope who didn't have that power, you was like, you're the worst person that had that power. Mm-hmm. Like, this is ridiculous. It's like, I knew it. You were dangerous. So Eren's just going mad. He doesn't know what's going on, but he's just angry. And he's like, yo, Reiner, I will kill you. And then all of a sudden, when he says that, another lightning jolt rolls around. And all those Mindless Titans start going after Reiner. The Armor Titan. And it's just like, okay, now we ain't surviving this. So they use that, the Serpico use that distraction to get the hell up out of there. And then Historia's running with Ymir. And Ymir sees what's going on. And we're just like, yo, Historia, you got to live your life. I got to do this. She's like, goodbye. She's like, go back with the Serpent Corps. Long story short, it's just like, go back with the Serpent Corps. I got to go save Reiner. And she dips. She leaves Historia and she goes saves Reiner from all the other Mindless Titans. And so they run away. Oh, so everybody's back home and they're trying to figure out what Eren did. Yeah. I will say this: the what Eren used his power is called the coordinate power.
I didn't know the ability.
Coordinate.
Coordinate. Oh, okay. So they're attacking a specific area instead of just straight up mind control.
Yeah, because he's coordinating them to.
Oh, okay.
All so right. I would say it's still technically mind control.
That's what I was. Yo, Titan mind control, full scale.
Like the other Titans can, like the other Titans sense it, but they don't have, like the sentient Titans, like sense it, but they don't. They're because like they're sentient Titans, they don't have to act on that order.
Until later, probably.
It's because they're smarter. It's because they're smarter.
They don't.
Well, they actually have humans inside of them.
No, I know, but I was figuring that like later on in Attack on. I was waiting for a spoiler. Later on in Attack on Titan,
you ain't getting that from me.
Damn.
You ain't getting those from me. You will not getting those from me.
I was hoping,
but So they figure out, okay, now, like, yo, Eren has this ability to kind of control the Mindless Titan, but he's not really sure how to use that. He's not really sure how to use it. And basically, they go back, they rescue Eren, and he is Commander Erwin, you know, he's getting patched up. And, you know, him and Levi are in the home, they're talking. And they're just like, Levi's like, nah, we kind of figured a few things. We're just like, now we know. Titans were originally humans that are getting transformed, and it's just like, I don't know if figuring that out means anything that makes things better or worse for our situation. He has like, we also know there's some conspiracy going on within the walls,
obviously. So,
yeah, I figured that out too. And Commander Orm was just like, you know what, nah, this is good, because in the beginning we had absolutely nothing. We had no knowledge, and now we have even a little bit. And we can use to expound on that. And then season two ends with you see a man coming out of the solid. Like they do this big pan out from where Erwin and Levi are. And then you see a human come out of the Beast Titan.
You can't hear him?
I can. I'm getting sound. What? Someone's talking.
I heard someone someone's talking in the background. Is that
Ty? No, it's Kylie. She's talking in the background. Hold up.
What up, Kylie? No, we can hear her.
Yeah. Hey, you good? You good? No, yo, just click the mute. Just click the mute real quick.
I just wanted to make sure where it was coming from.
Yeah. How do you change the settings to? I don't know how to change the settings to.
Just feed on me. Attack on Titan.
The blue microphone?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. That thing, that blue microphone picks up everything.
Yeah. Ah, dang you, microphone. Yeah, well,
When I'm over there talking, you guys can still hear me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Blue mic picks up everything.
It's good. It's a gift and a curse. You need a screen there.
Oh, screen. Sorry.
But no, season two ends with you finally see a glass man come. A man with glasses coming out of the Beast Titan. And I forgot necessarily what he says, but he just makes a comment. And
not just yet.
Yeah, because Erwin's talking. He's like, yo, because Erwin was just like, oh, yeah, now that we have something, we can finally turn the tide on this. And then the Beast Titan comes, the man from the Beast Titan comes on, just like, not just yet. And it's like, poof, end of season two. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. It's good.
That's how it ends. Yeah.
Yo. Well, let's see. Season two, we got Eren's first kill, which was awesome because outside of Titan form, Eren's first kill because let's be honest, he's been a kind of a terrible scout.
Facts.
Awful. Awful.
He's a great Titan, but he's a terrible scout. So we got that. That was great. You know, it's season. So like a culmination of everything. Humanity has been getting pushed back and beat down for hundreds of years, or at least 100 years. But now they have a hope. They could do things. They could fight back against the Titans. Now they know what the conspiracy is going on within the walls to kind of keep them in there. They know there's Titans in the walls. Things are happening. It's going to be big in season three. We can't.
But they don't know why.
Yeah. They don't. Not yet. I don't know why yet either. I can't wait to see season three.
I'm telling you, it's wild.
I'm ready for wild. Now, how many episodes is season three?
I think it's like 20 something, right?
Is it 25 again?
I think it might. You know what? Because when they do the episode, they just continue the number instead of going like season one, episode one. So let me see here.
I'll tell you.
Oh. Well, when I was watching it, it was actually giving me like a season thing. But what's going on, phone? Why don't you just let me in?
22 episodes, beat y'all.
22.
Yeah, I still haven't unlocked my phone, so I'm so sorry.
What? You know, I don't even want to know why. Why is your phone?
It's been acting funny with my fingerprint. Like, I go to work, I use sanitizer like all day long, and my fingerprints just get like men in black off. You know, like they're all
so
gone.
I don't
now.
Use fingerprint. I don't trust it.
Unlocked.
I don't trust fingerprint.
I use the face, but I don't like the face.
Oh, you use face too?
I don't like my phone like looking at my face.
See, if you're using the face, then it's the mustache that throws it off. It's never gonna read it.
No, it actually does it with my mask on too. It works very well. I was like, oh snap.
So is it really just reading your eyes instead of your face?
It does both. Eyes and face.
Gotcha.
You know, the mask covers up the mustache, I'm telling you. It's just unnatural.
No, it's unnatural. My daughter does not know me without a mustache. If I went upstairs without a mustache right now, she'd cry.
I'm telling you, just take this whole part off and we back to regular Jamil. I don't know what this is. Like, this right here. Yeah.
That's dad Jamil, bro.
Yo, I'm it's evil Jamil.
Oh. Damn. So sad.
We run a poll on Instagram, find out exactly how many people are like down for the stash.
Hey, go run a poll. Run that poll. I want to see. No,
they haven't seen my mustache yet, though. The episodes haven't aired. Run that.
Oh,
poll.
You're right. You're right.
I want to see Dashy save his mustache off.
Watch the episode. The first episode, he's coming back. Then they'd be like, "Yo, what is going on? Like, who is this dude? This isn't the same dude that was on this show."
Facts.
This is a celebratory dad stash. All right, every dad's got one.
I don't.
You got a little peach fuzz.
Nah, I shave it though. I'm going to again.
he ain't coming on here with no mustache. Please don't. Please don't.
I would actually pay money to see that. Yo, with this big old mustache.
Yo, that's when I take a sabbatical. Be like, no, yo, I'm out.
It's done. Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow at Anime Brothers on all social medias.
Yes.
That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. That's the four, right? The four righteous ones.
The big four.
The big four.
Oh, yeah. Got them. Thank you for tuning in. We'd love to see you again.
Yes. We will see you next week. Annie out.
Hey, yo.